What, you don't think this is a cool intro?
I think we're going to get a copyright strike.
Just wait for the beat to drop.
Okay. That is pretty good.
All right.
Pretty sick.
That was actually pretty sick.
What's up?
Who's mad?
Yeah.
Grant, how are you?
fucking living. I don't know. We're here. We're up, dude.
How was work yesterday, dude? Grant got recognized at work.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was the guys that usually show
Sunset
up.
Sunset Strip.
You're the guy from the how many?
No, it was funny. So like the two, you know, the two cool, like the couple that like shows up.
Yeah.
I feel like an asshole.
Bell and Byron.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking badass. Yeah. They were in line, and this lady in front of me was talking about how like she uses like weed for like pain. And yeah. I was like, yeah, it's pretty badass, dude. It's pretty sick. And like my manager like kind of starts walking around the corner.
What were they doing at the dick sucking factory?
So shut the fuck up. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do work at three letter.
Revenge is a dish best served.
Three letter hell.
Balls.
CBS right now.
Gay.
It fucking sucks dick, but it was cool to see familiar faces. Like they were just in line and they were kind of just like, laughing, but also, like, getting excited. And then, like, they came up to the counter, and they were like, bro, we love the fucking vibe checks. And I was
the
like,
motherfucking vibe
checks. And she goes, Sunset Strip. Yeah. And I just started, I my eyes got big, and I just started laughing. I was like, holy fucking shit, that's fucking badass. Like, I started totally ripping them out. Like, I was like, that's fucking sick as fuck. Y'all are fucking cool.
Yo, you guys want some Percocets or something?
Oh my God,
I'll give you
bro.
Stuff for free.
You want a shifty? The fucking, the coolest thing, though, is my manager was just like, what the fuck? And this is, like, a different store. Like, I'm not used to working. Well, I've worked at this store a few times, but not that much. I'm, like, floating right now because they suck. They don't give enough hours. But they're like, yeah, dude, it's, like, it's cool seeing you, like, do vibe checks, man. We love Good Evening, bro. Like, y'all are sick as fuck. And I was like, dude, thanks, man. I hope y'all have a good day. And it was badass, like.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, like I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And then my manager was like, dude, why were they fucking freaking out? And I was like, oh, dude, I do a show with my friends, like a comedy show. And he's like, oh, you do comedy? And it's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, that's cool. And he's just like weird and then like walked away. And then, like, I was like, all right, dude.
Damn. Your manager sounds chill.
Yeah. But like, he also was just kind of like, I guess, like annoyed.
And you?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I one moment being like, oh yes ma'am, weed is pretty cool, yeah I get it, the Chronic is awesome.
And actually you're like, yo, what the
dude,
fuck
it, that's fucking shit.
It's such a funny way to react to being recognized.
Oh, fuck, no way.
No,
I'm excited
way.
To see you guys.
Yeah.
No fucking way this is happening right now.
Yeah, it was badass. That was the highlight of my week. I don't know.
Oh god.
Fuck you, how are you all?
Good.
Yeah.
Been a week.
Pretty good.
Been a week.
Don't do this, dude. Don't fucking do this, dude. Don't fucking do this, dude.
Hey, how are you guys?
That's what Jack fucking said to
begin
with.
To Grant's credit.
Well, he also,
exactly,
but it was also, I'll say, the one thing about Jack's that was better was that it was directed at one person specifically. Everybody, say how you feel.
All right, dude, now I feel like a fucking gay dude. Now I just feel so stupid.
No, it's not stupid. It's not stupid.
Oh, you're so stupid.
I don't burn anymore, so now I'm.
Oh, okay, whatever, dude.
I'm not doing burns anymore.
I got you.
Not doing burns.
You're above burns.
No, I do burn. I burn, but I don't do.
What,
roast? I'm not roasting anymore.
So you're icy hot?
What do you mean? You made fun of my outfit earlier.
Yeah.
No, Mike.
No, he made fun of it, and then you tagged on to it.
No, I said he's been. I said you've been dressed gayer.
Yes, that's exactly my point.
I'm not a roaster. I didn't make fun of it.
That's not a roast.
You did. No, I walked into your room. I uncontrollably laughed. Yeah, exactly. I walked into your room. You looked at me for
a glance. It was just so funny to me that I couldn't stop. Like, I was, like, choking.
I mean, it is hard not to, bro.
Yeah, I was defending you.
You look like a Lululemon mannequin. Yeah. It's kind of hard not
I said, stop laughing. He's been dressed gayer than that.
What do you mean? You know he's been dressed much gayer than that.
Yeah, he meant you're laying it on kind of thick right now because... Like, that's not even...
Come on. Yeah, like, you're acting like you've never seen him. You're acting like you've never seen him in booty shorts.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah.
I was trying to defend you.
Yeah.
I'm learning, Jack. I've told you I've just started not doing burns.
You didn't say just started.
Well,
I don't burn anymore.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing. I just started.
Okay. I forgive you.
Burn my friend, bro. Yeah.
I didn't burn you.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
I'm just saying, like, Like I thought you were like, I guess, lying.
No, I'm trying to be better at it. I'm trying not to. I mean, I'll just tag anything somebody says with just like, yeah. And you're gay.
I was completely
like, dude, I have to stop doing that.
I was
at the grocery store. Why? Because they sell balls and they sell big juicy balls there. Is that why you're there?
I was completely fucked up last night. And
don't stop laughing at my fucking outfit.
Is that why you didn't want to film it today?
Yeah, that's
no,
why.
No,
that's
no,
fucking
that's,
why.
There's, that's
yeah,
not
oh,
the
we
reason.
Don't have the dead battery. We don't have the battery from Nick.
That's no, not the reason no, I didn't want to
I'm
film it today.
Like a fucking a tiki bar.
Yeah, well, cut, to switch up.
No, I wanted to hear what the first thing you were going to say.
I was going to say a cocktail waitress, but
Dylan
then
said,
I was, I don't know.
Would you? I was thinking I had one. I did have a burn though. You want to hear it? I'm not gonna say it in burn
just
context.
Just whisper in my ear. I'll say it.
Just get off your shift at Chippendales.
That's pretty good. Chippendale. Did you just get off your shift at Chippendales? You fucking twinkie.
Now say it. All right. All right. I like how you still added it at the end. You were still like, you fucking, you motherfucking
fur. You fucking fur.
Grant, do you know what Chippendales is?
Yes.
Yeah,
isn't it the dude strip club?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's basically
nailed
that.
Nailed
it. Yeah.
It's Ojos. It's Ojos Locos.
What?
Ojos Locos.
Ojos Locos for dudes. $1 million idea.
Brojos Locos.
Brojos Locos.
A bunch of chubby guys.
Hey, dude.
Hey, fool. Hey, hey, guys dressed funny away. Looking at you crazy.
We get loco, cabrón.
Hey, bro, I give you, hey, give me $50, I'll fucking blow you in the back, bro.
Hey, bro.
I'll eat your fucking pussy you in the back.
Hey, wait, I'll eat your ass.
Hey, fool, you want a private dance? I'll get you in there.
Hey, sucking you up. These fools go crazy looking at my body.
Hey, my eyes are up here.
Just driving up to Home Depot and be like, yeah, we need three guys for like an hour. I'm going to need three guys for a dance.
You sure?
Away. Okay.
This you body sure, make a grown man cry.
Okay, fine.
Parking lot full of big trucks. Yeah. Just the staff, the employee parking lot.
Four Mexican dudes sitting in the bed of a truck with crop tops on.
Crop tops and booty shorts chilling in the parking lot.
Oh, it's the dance guy. Get ready. Show him your moves. He's coming.
Welcome to Brojos Locos.
Brojos Locos.
They're sitting in the parking lot of Home Depot stretching.
Practicing.
No, like, how you do that shit with your back? Like... You like I don't know how to twerk.
YouTube tutorials.
Hey, you know
I don't know how to twerk.
You know
how do you twerk?
You gotta learn that. Learning
no,
how to
he
twerk.
He be doing like tricks on it. And
like, bro, how do you twerk like
that? It take two to tango, tricks my friend.
I can't get my back to do that.
I do a little bachata, but I don't know how to twerk. You get all the tips because you can twerk.
God, you move twerk. Your body like
you're like a spinner. I'm not a spinner.
I'm a tree.
Welcome to Brojos Locos.
How are you?
Big kitty.
Oh, Dylan was telling me this funny story from last night. He was out having a cigarette. And he was just
you
like
to have a cigarette.
Well, no, I'm setting the scene.
Okay.
Oh.
He was out having a cigarette, yeah, and he's like,
kind of concerned
he said, there's this guy.
That's
there's this guy out there, and he was like screaming, like he was screaming Becca. He's going like Becca, Becca. He's like, God damn, I lost my fucking girlfriend, Becca. And then Dylan
on Sixth Street.
No, this is just out in like some neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like around like South Austin, like by Kelly's. And he said this guy, at least I think it was, his, I don't know where he was, but I think he said it was a neighborhood. And Dylan's just laughing at him. Dylan just starts laughing, and the guy goes, "What's so fucking funny, you faggot? Dylan, I know who you are."
Sounds like a nightmare.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. That's awful.
No, Dylan said it was the funniest thing in the world.
That actually is. And then I know you.
Yeah, the Dylan show me got a DM at like 3 in the morning from that guy who just said, "I found her."
Yeah. Oh. That's so funny.
"What's so funny, you faggot? Dylan."
Oh my God.
I know
bro.
Who you are.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
That's the funny.
Way to get recognized.
That's the funniest fucking
in the middle of the street, in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I love it. I'm saying your name just so you know. I meant faggot, like for gay.
I know you're also gay.
I meant it as hate speech, by the way.
What a
I wasn't
tool.
Just saying that to make you feel bad.
It's crazy, bro.
I was saying to make you feel bad specifically.
Yeah,
that's so fucking funny, you faggot. Dylan.
It is funny he elaborated in that order.
Yeah. He emphasized it.
So fucking funny.
Dylan, comma, faggot, exclamation point. That's crazy, bro. Out of pocket behavior.
That's so fucking funny.
And Dylan just laughing hysterically.
Dylan just laughing at this guy screaming right, in the streets. Yeah. He's like, just,
Becca.
Oh shit!
It's a good thing he found his girlfriend, dude.
Yeah, it is.
That is good.
Becca is it? Becca is a girl. That is a name of like a
lost girlfriend.
Yeah. Becca.
Well, it's
very Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Your jacket, Becca. Yeah. Becca, your jacket. Negan.
Is this the bitch's name from Twilight?
Bella.
Bella.
Oh, and we all know that.
Yeah, I've seen
all of us know that.
And all of us knew that.
It wasn't a single one of us on
Yeah,
our
we're
own.
We got a diverse repertoire of shit we know.
Bella,
yeah.
That's Bella.
We know about Twilight. We know about
what's the name?
Mexican guys. We know about boobs.
Yeah.
See.
We know a lot about boobs.
See, boobs. What's the name from the song they do, Ray's Burning, that Dylan sings?
Good Evening News.
Is it Jennifer? Benifer? Or no? Such an unfortunate name. What is it? It's not Jennifer.
I think it's Jennifer.
Is it?
Ray's Burning.
Why is it an unfortunate
name? Shout out Ray's Burning, dude.
Hell yeah.
It's not Jennifer. You would get it if I got the name right.
Yeah, maybe.
Is it Kirsten? Is it Kirsten?
No, that's unfortunate. No.
Kirsten? No, it's Kirsten.
They just reminded me of that Becca.
I think you said you can search it on Spotify.
Are they on Spotify?
Yeah,
I think so.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Duh, did a million streams. You know,
Ray's Burning. That's on awesome. Spotify. Check
Ray's
them out.
Burning.
Dude, what if it's a
pretty good band in Austin?
You sure it's on here?
Yes.
I don't see it.
Type in Ray's Burning.
Is it Ray is Burning or Ray is Burning?
R-A-Y-S.
It's Burning like Jeffrey, right?
Yeah.
B-E-R-N-I-G.
Ray's Burning. What if it's the scene from Twilight where she's like
Jessica.
Scene from Twilight and she's like, "I know what you are," and he goes, "Say it." She goes, "You're the guy from Brujos Locos."
How'd you know I worked there?
He's
why have you gone?
He's just fully a Mexican guy with a little like strap-on bow tie.
How did you know that? How you know I work there?
He's got a bow tie and a hard hat on.
That's crazy.
And that's it.
That's insane, honestly.
And some socks for some reason. But they're two different socks. It was laundry day and he couldn't find a matching pair. So he's got like an ankle sock on. He also has one crew sock.
Jennifer Bennifer.
I'm a black guy. I'm a black guy. Stay away from me. I know what you are.
I know what you are.
You're a faggot.
I thought that's where you were going.
Nah, it was two.
Yeah, two. We already did a lot of.
Yeah, we did.
We did a lot of gay up top. Unfortunate lingo.
Jessica, Jessica. I know what makes you mad. It's crazy Raymond's able to play the guitar like that.
Raymond has one arm.
And he's really good at guitar.
That's the song.
It's pretty awesome.
It's the whole song.
No, it's 2 minutes.
Dude, we gotta start a band.
Music's fun. Yeah.
This comedy shit's not working. We need to go into something more lucrative.
Music's cool. That's kind of badass too. After like absolute show, like after like I play sometimes.
I
like
play bongos.
Sometimes hoes say what's up, but I always get scared.
Yeah.
Sometimes hoes say what's up.
Yeah, but I'm just like
after.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
When you for like after
absolute show, and then also like it's like. I don't know. Did you see me fucking bail like in Vegas? Like this one chick came up to me after my set and was like, "That was really good." And I was just like, "Thank you." Like walked away.
You bailed on a hoe?
Yeah. And then like I fucking I don't know. I'd be doing the same shit sometimes after like a fun set, but it's like, ah, dude, I gotta like not do that. But also like it is a fun feeling like in a band. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, bro.
Yeah, you do play. I feel like you're kind of like
you're kind of the main leader.
Player for Absolute
know.
Show.
I don't know. It was Anthony's thing. Like he started it, and then like fucking.
But don't you play them? Like you do all the sound, most of like the effects parts.
Like
when you guys aren't playing together, like when you're playing like for somebody, like doing
yeah,
something.
Yeah, me and Will and Anthony. Well, we all kind of take parts, but yeah, I played a lot of effects and then get yelled at. So does Will. But yeah, I don't know. It's like. It, and also Lunchbox too. Like it's that's kind of fun.
Lunchbox does shit for it now too.
Yeah, like he'll play ad libs.
I don't remember his real name.
Dylan.
I've been calling him Lunchbox so much.
Dylan,
I forgot his name.
He's the bro.
He would the like funniest
that.
Fucking.
That's the way he'd want it.
Yeah,
he's getting better at roast battle quips and whatever. Cause he did maybe one of the funniest ones I've ever seen. Someone did a joke and it completely ate shit. It's just dead silent. And he just played the dead battery fire alarm sound. Like, oh, they just went beep. Just in the silence, and I was like, oh my god, that's so fucking funny.
Holy shit. Dude, you know what would be a good sound bite? Is the sound of an AC kicking on.
Yeah, dude. I mean, how many times at Creek in the middle of a bomb I've heard the AC kick off?
Oh, it's so yeah,
you can just have one.
So yeah.
He does this thing. He's so smart, bro. He records the Absolute Show, right? And he also records, I think, like Roast Battle. But he'll record while they're talking, and then cut it, and sometimes play like a playback. So like. On Absolute Show, if like Lucas or Colt,
oh, he'll like, do like callbacks,
bro. It's funny as fuck. Like, say one of them says something stupid, like I said, say something stupid. He'll play that like later, like just in the middle, like as a joke or like as like something just dumb as fuck, like what they said. Like he'll make it funnier. It's pretty funny. Like,
yeah, that's
he's true. Got his own little like itinerary while he's like back there. I fuck with it.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Dylan, oh man. No.
And he's, like, good with the light, bro. Like, he fucking... Like, I don't know. When he hosts, like, he's smart about... Well, at least, I don't know, since I've been in town. Like he...
He always gives... That's what they say about him.
He's just cool as fuck.
Gives the light. Best at giving the light.
Oh, whatever.
He always gives the light right at the perfect time.
Yeah, it's
shit.
Like,
it's like he knows.
Yeah, I know.
It's like he knows...
He always knows how long somebody's supposed to be on stage.
Fuck,
this
kid.
It's such a gay fucking thing to say all that.
What?
Like, I probably shouldn't have said that, but, like, I don't know. It is true.
Bro, you're a good guy, bro. Stop hating.
Yeah, you say cool stuff, dude.
Fuck, dude. Chill.
Yeah, dude, I guess I'm my biggest hater, but...
You said it.
Hit the nail on the head, my
That's
boy.
That's it, man. You're your biggest hater. You got no haters in the room until you look in the mirror, bro.
What Damn.
All you got is a bunch of lovers, dude.
Damn, holy right, shit.
I don't know, bro. It's just, like... I don't know. I've been... Dogged a bunch. It fucking stinks. So that's why I just fucking I dog
bro.
Myself a lot.
We are your armor.
Yeah, bro. You don't have to get in front of it. Yeah. You don't have to beat anybody to the punch. You're just punching yourself.
D- Do me a favor, look at your fingernails.
Fuck off. I know, right? They look like Power Rangers.
I'm your Power Ranger.
I'm your Power Ranger.
Jack, what do you think about this?
You are your Power Ranger.
Look at your fingernails. Isn't it fucking crazy? Like all of our fingernails.
Jack, get off your fucking phone.
Quit looking at Candace's Instagram. Crazy as hell. Out of box. No, I mean, sorry. Oh, that was a rose. Shit. Oh, yeah. I thought you were looking at fucking Candace from Banana Phone.
Shit, maybe you should start punching yourself. That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess anybody can get it over here, dude.
We took that target off himself.
Welcome, Jane Lane.
I didn't know it had to be, the energy had to be redirected like that.
Send it to the, send it upwards, bro. Don't send it.
I felt like a drill sergeant walked in on me jerking off.
Man, what are you fucking doing?
Bro, goddamn.
You water my
How
boat.
Are you not sick of yourself? Water. Look at you. Turn the camera off, just stay on your phone. Is that what?
Yeah, bro, damn, that's bro. Crazy. I gave your
Holy
ass a ride, bro.
Holy shit, bro.
I brought your ass here and you got on your phone. That's crazy.
Fuck it. Brought my ass here to be mean to me, bro.
Out of pocket.
I didn't do shit to you.
You can't even look me in the eyes.
Dude, your legs.
Yeah, bro, your fucking cock and balls should just say hello.
Yeah, it's an
I'm Jack.
It's an NC-17 episode. We couldn't put it on the air. Literally would get flagged.
Yeah, Jack's like been on his phone looking up how to suck his dick the whole time.
Wait, you can do that?
How to suck your dick as an adult.
Yeah, how to suck your own dick for dummies.
How to grow up and suck your own dick.
I don't know. How to
suck your own dick for geniuses.
How to suck your own dick for guys who spent too much time reading to figure it out.
Oh, no, my posture's too good. I can't suck my own dick.
My abs are too...
Yeah. How to suck your own dick as an alpha.
Jack, look at your fingers right now, bro. Look at your fingers right now. Don't your fingernails kind of look like Power Rangers? You
know what I mean? Power Rangers?
That's not how you deliver it.
Hey, sorry. I'm sorry. My bad, bro. Fucking...
Bro, what are you talking about?
No, give it time. Let
him
cook.
Hold on. How come almost all your nails look like Power Rangers? Like, check your nails. Like, look at the nails. Look at the nails.
Jay wrote it down.
fuck off.
Which one does it?
I don't know. I call them that. I call them Power Rangers because, like, that's... I don't know. That's like, kind of, like, the power comes from your nails. You know what I mean? And the range comes from your arm.
You're a retard. That's the
You're a fucking retard.
Hey, bro, I was wrong. Don't ever say that. Dude.
It was funny this morning, bro. Fuck.
I told you. I literally told you too. I said if you don't say it with the utmost confidence,
I know, dude.
Somebody's gonna kill you.
I was confident earlier because I was like, all right. Well,
you're crushing it.
Had like an innocence to it earlier. Now.
Yeah, you're crushing it earlier.
I made it way too like epic.
You hit him with a hey, check this out.
Yeah, I know. I got way too fucking.
You got cocky
hyped.
With the Power Ranger fingernail.
Yeah,
joke,
I know.
Dude.
It's not even that funny.
and here we go again.
I know, bro. Fuck.
Shit, you sent your own Power Rangers after yourself.
I gotta get out of my
ain't that crazy.
Mm-hmm. someone
you didn't do the Zordon one. That was a tag I gave you.
The Zordon one.
And you also didn't do my part.
You didn't do any of our parts in it. So you see, bro, that's the thing, bro. You can't come
that's
like
the thing
that,
with you, bro.
Whatever, bro. I mean
you destiny child our ass on the shit. You went Beyonce on
true.
The damn Power
the Zordon
Ranger
thing was just like, oh yeah, and I called one of them Zordon. What was it again?
No, I say you put them next to your face. It's like they're talking to Zordon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
How do you feel now?
How the fuck you know? You're doing a Power Ranger joke. You don't know who Zordon is?
He's the big floating head they talk to all the time.
Oh, that's right.
Bro,
from Power Rangers.
You're not allowed to talk about Power Rangers.
Zordon.
From Power Rangers.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. The only Power Rangers that I really like is Carter, the red one.
He's on the cord.
Oh.
Hey, Bubba. Oh, hop off.
Grant.
Sorry.
What's your favorite Power Ranger, and why is it the white one?
It's not the white one, bro.
What is it?
And that's weird to ask me a question that you already think you know the answer to.
Jack, come on, man. That's a loaded question because the white one is the coolest. He's got the coolest.
Yeah,
he's the coolest.
Are y'all talking about the silver one? The one that like has like the fucking the gold?
He's like white and gold.
He's got the cool vest.
Yeah.
I think the green
I like green and red.
Is the coolest.
The greener one's badass.
The green and gold one?
Yeah.
Was the pink one the Asian lady?
Or was it yellow?
I think you know which one.
Or was it the yellow one?
I think you know.
give you a guess who the yellow one was.
Which one was
she? I think you know which Power Ranger.
Dylan did Asian voice the other night at Mothership, and it was awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys see the show?
Yeah, it was nice. Cool. Miles killed. Fucking, nice. it was pretty sick. Like the whole
they treated me like shit.
Not really.
They treat me like shit.
They were kind of gay, but you were like rocking with it. I think it's just because like everyone like Mothership is just fucking goofy.
Yeah.
Like I fuck with it, but the crowd is just
how deep
goofy.
Are we in?
25.
Perfect. Nobody's listening this far.
Nobody's made it this far.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Beautiful. Right.
And this is how we feel.
Now that all the girls have turned off the...
Yeah, this shit was fucking gay, some of it. But some of it was cool because it was like, all right, bro. Like, Grant was there. Fucking, like, I mean, Miles. And, like, it was cool. Like, Grant came in, and I guess he was working. But he got to, like sit next to me and watch the show. So that was fun.
That's true.
But, yeah.
Was it a Fat Man show?
No, it was a Little Boy show. But, yeah, it was just, I don't mean, I don't want to, like... be too weird and yeah, talk too much shit, nah, but it
don't
was
hate, don't hate when you don't have the energy for it.
Yeah, I don't really have too much energy for it anymore. That night though, I was kind of like fucking in my head because like I don't know, I've been fighting with my stupid ass fucking dumb lady that not isn't my lady, but like and then like fighting with just like family shit, like
let
not
go,
fighting,
bro.
But it was just like getting answers that sucked. Uh-huh. So and then like
let her go.
Yeah,
might get flagged for copyright. That sounded exactly like it.
I know, bro. better chill.
It was sounded like Spotify or something.
You gotta let her go.
Oh my gosh, dude.
No. Yo, Grant, stop using the speaker during the pod.
Yeah, I gotta turn it off.
Anyways, go on.
But yeah, I was just in a shitty mood, and then like I don't know, went out with Miles. So that was cool.
Get a couple of drinks.
Yeah, I just had one beer, and then I was really hungry, so we ate tacos, had pussy tacos, it was pretty good.
What?
Yeah, and then,
what?
Pussy tacos.
We got some pussy tacos.
That's what Miles called them. And
what kind of, what are
pussy
you talking
tacos,
about?
That's what it's off the menu.
Bro, I told you, this is why I don't take people anywhere. I told you not to blow up my spots, bro.
I didn't pussy tell him what it was, I just said it's pussy tacos.
Don't tell anybody about my spots.
I didn't tell him where it was.
You putting on a damn pod, bro.
I didn't tell him where it was.
Millions of listeners.
No one knows what that is.
You guys went to Quantos?
Shut up, bro.
I mean, you can tell them.
Shut up.
You can tell Mikey. You can tell Jack.
You're a fucking snake.
Don't put it on a pod, bro.
12th Street, Quantos tacos?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, we didn't go there.
No, we didn't fucking go there.
We didn't go there.
Nah, we got wouldn't. Vagina quesadillas.
Nice, dude. They'll never know. We actually got penis nachos.
Snatch enchiladas.
They're never gonna be able to find those.
Snatchos.
Snatchos. Yeah.
Snatchos.
They're never gonna know penis nachos are at Chewy's.
That's when they put hot dogs in the nachos.
But it was cool while
hot
we were
dog
eating.
Nachos.
While we were eating,
what
I saw
kind of
this
sick fuck.
I don't know. Like I was in such a bad mood because you know. Girl that I really like, but while we were eating like and chowing down, I saw this chick that I'd fuck.
Hey, fool, chill.
You saw a chick that you fucked?
Yeah, I saw this chick that I'd fuck.
Hey, fool, chill.
Mikey's just laying on Miles now.
Hey, I've been thinking that, bro.
Yeah, laughing at my outfit.
I saw this. Miles just farted on Mikey. Get your balls out of the way.
Lick it.
He's suffocating him.
I wish you guys could see this.
You guys would love this.
But yeah, dude, I saw this girl that I had sex with. It was pretty crazy.
Bro,
yeah, he saw Grant saw a chick he freaking
a one night stand
decimated.
Did you say what up?
No, she was with a dude, and dude wasn't really fucking with her. Like, was just kind of like walking straight ahead, and she was like trying to, I guess, like grab him and grab his shoulder and stuff. And I was like, damn, bro, I had sex with that girl.
Did you say it that loud?
Yeah.
You yelled it?
That's crazy.
Hiroshima'd the pussy, bro.
Yeah, he's got a
damn, I didn't even know you could still have sex after what I did.
Yeah. Damn, I thought no one should go in there for
for a thousand years.
There shouldn't be anybody
shut the
in
fuck
there.
Up. Uh-huh, yeah.
Or you couldn't go in there for...
You sure parked in the handicap spot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my work. You have sex with me, you're going to have to get a sticker.
I thought that was your nurse for a second. After what happened.
It's good. I'm happy caregiver? To see you walking again.
Going up to a girl you had a one-night stand with. What is this, like your brother or something?
Who the fuck is this guy?
But I was like, damn, bro, small world. That's cool. And then...
it's not a small world. Did it happen here?
Absolute destruction.
No, I just love that. I just love you being like, I had sex with a girl in the city I live in, and then seeing her again, going, what a small world. What a small world this is.
It is. I mean, it kind of
is. Honestly, blocked me. Dude, I didn't think I ever.
I've never.
The universe is sending you signs, bro. You got recognized at work. You're seeing girls you had sex with. It's like, yo, maybe I am the man.
Yeah, you're the man. On the man, on the man.
Yo, yes, maybe the world's not small. Maybe I'm just big.
King, yeah, she was with a short king too.
Yeah, he was short as fuck, bro.
Brother, you keep looking. You keep looking around.
I'm a unit.
Brother, you keep looking around for shit, man. You didn't realize you dropped your crown.
Yeah, and
it's sitting right there in front of you. Pick it up.
That's what all my brethren are saying.
Yeah, dude.
Pick it up, put it on your head.
They're like, bro, don't talk to some chick that fucking messed with your heart. Don't, unless
she's an avid listener of the podcast, in which case we respect you very much.
She does listen to
the
podcast.
Well, that makes sense. Everybody does, bro.
She doesn't, actually.
But don't down him. Don't down him. Don't do him dirt.
I get bad.
Don't become round.
Lift him up. Lift up, star boy. Don't do him dirt.
Yeah. Wee wee Ryan. Wee wee.
Don't become round putting the prince down.
Bring him closer to the sun.
Reading.
Help him return home.
Oh, the girl with the big body.
It's crazy. You pour your heart to a tall woman. The Amazon, take it away. the Amazon.
She see your heart as a sacrifice.
She see your heart and she shit all over.
You give your heart as a gift.
She boom boom. She boom boom on your emotions.
Rude boy, bad man ting.
I just want the body to love me. Fucking, yeah, I don't know. Like, chick that I fucked, like, what?
Can I hit your vape?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, go on.
Yeah, sorry. The girl that I had fucked, the one that I sent, she had DM'd me too. I forgot to tell you this. I was like, literally, like, the next day.
Hey, you should get tested.
Like, yeah, I know, right? she fucking was like, I just saw your like, whatchamacall. I was being a horny fuck because she was like, I'm looking for something CRC. I don't know what that means. So I was like, where? It's funny you hit me up. I saw you at 6-3 last night after giving my buddy getting tacos. You were in blue with some short dude with braids.
That's crazy.
I was like, damn, small world. God. And she's like, no ways. Yep, that was me. I know that's right. I promise not to eat you out and kiss you.
Bro, damn, you're going crazy.
What'd you say?
What the fuck did you say?
What? I realized I did that.
What time
was that at? It was 2:11 p.m.
Can you read it again?
That was at 2 p.m.?
Yeah.
2 p.m.?
I kind of just wanted to say it just to fuck with her.
Just
to fuck with her. Yeah, off the espresso. Yeah. I was just doing it to fuck with her, but also because like, she kind of liked that.
Grant's an agent of chaos, dude.
Wait, we were texting.
What did you say? No, she responded.
So she responded. But
what did you say?
What did I say?
Can you read it again?
I said, Lamal, I promise not to eat you out of the kitchen. I realized I did that after I saw you that last night. Might be. But you did look good. That's a fact. That booty was out of this world. I work until 10, but I'm free if you want round 2.
Bro, you don't.
And she said no, thank you. So I said later, hater, and sit the fuck in.
She said no, thank you.
He said no, thank you.
Give somebody putting glasses on.
Do girls not like being kissed after you eat them out?
Yeah, I guess right.
I thought they did.
I thought it was cool. I thought it was sexy. But
did she say that she didn't like that, or did
while we were in the middle of it? Like I was giving her, she's like, don't do that. I was like, oh, my bad. And then while I was ringing the wire, like, she never like fucking
remembered that you did that.
I did. Like, I kind of re-remembered the whole like reason why she fucking, yeah, exactly. Why she blocked me. I was like, oh, that's fucking why. Like I fucking, I kissed her after I ate her out, so that makes sense.
Ain't my fault your pussy stank.
Yeah. Sorry, Ma, I was being a freak.
I was down there.
I was just trying to be fucking.
You don't know what I went through.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's kind of shitty. It's like being mean to veterans when they come home from war.
But TBH, I don't really.
I just ate you out. You don't want to fucking.
I just sacrificed.
Yeah, Ramboed your ass.
Yeah, no.
You were in the bush.
Yeah, I was being freaky. Jungle. Trying to, like, I don't know.
You were Clambo.
I did it.
Yo, give me a Viking funeral on that one, dude.
Clambo Two Bloods.
All right, I'm done. Kill me.
Valhalla, my
final
brother.
Final riff.
Valhalla. Valhalla, brother. Oh, that was nice.
That was sweet.
That was pretty good.
That,
yeah.
That was so nice. I wish I was a part of it. Don't do it again, though.
All right. I mean, we could do a family.
I thought you guys would read my intention.
Don't do that. Oh god, I hope they do that.
I hope they know, bro.
God, it was such a girl move.
Yeah, bro. Oh, bitches, bro, bitches want you to read their mind. We ain't playing basketball
sorry.
Together. We ain't hoop for a minute.
Listen, ho.
You want me to read your mind? Come hoop. I'll throw you some fucking no look passes. You think girls think guys can't read minds? Help me out. Let's work together. Yeah. You seen John Stockton, Karl Malone? They had to get there. You know, it doesn't just happen.
For real.
New guy comes on the team. It takes a little while to get the system going. But these ladies, I tell you, they're like, I just want you guys to know.
I don't know. I don't want to be this host six man no more. Exactly, bro.
Jason, what, bro? You,
no, yeah,
you
felt,
stick to the system. You're gonna get a behind the back elbow pass.
Side, bro.
Yeah, that doesn't happen bro. First day.
No, it's
she
it,
was side piecing you.
Yeah, it sucks being.
The you were the fucking mashed potatoes.
That was definitely her. What six, it? What? I was probably this chick's six man. I don't know. Like I was this girl's side.
Yeah, and but Lou Will though.
Fell in love with the side. Lou yeah, no, I was the
six man at Lou.
Huh?
The girl at
yeah
the taco place.
No, not her. Fucking.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
But stop yeah, fucking with hoes.
I don't
bro.
Know. I mean, you can't speculate. Dude, just move on.
She pretty much told me.
Focus
that.
On. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Well, shit, bro. Well, this is why you stop say talking enough. To him before so, they
yeah,
say
yeah,
shit like
she was
that.
She like, the coldest thing she said was like,
oh damn, thought we had guy.
Fuck it, hoes. Hoes come and go, gross. All good.
Like, oh, she called you a hoe?
No, like
she was trying to like tell you like
it's okay, like
she's trying. To,
oh, she's trying to put you down easy.
Yeah,
I guess. But then she was like, I don't know, hurt my feelings. And she's like, I'm sorry for leading you on, but I don't know. And I was like, all right, well.
Yeah, you just sat fucking with it then. Come on, playboy.
Yeah, you got.
Come
you
on, playboy.
Yeah, bro, don't down yourself, bro. It's yeah. a hoe, bro.
It's you know, bro.
Many a man has been confused by the wiles.
Really, she was just really cool. Like, and we got along really well.
You know what else is really cool?
Yeah, hoes are cool sometimes, bro.
Do you know what else is really cool?
What?
You.
Thanks.
And about six beers in a drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Six tall boys in a car.
Yeah.
You want to talk to a bitch?
Okay. All right. What do you mean?
I think Jack's just trying to get you to give him a ride downtown after this. You're the okay. man, dude.
Why you worry about hoes? They got drive-through daiquiris. You know, there's a drive-through daiquiri place just up the street.
Yeah,
we were actually.
Yeah, we just went opened in Austin.
Yeah, there's a couple.
A drive-through daiquiri.
There's a couple of them, brother.
Daiquiris to go, dude. Oh yeah, there was one close to you.
Jello shots.
You just go up to a window.
Yeah, bro. You never been to one.
You didn't know you've had that.
No.
Yeah, they got
they
those.
Serve them up.
Yeah,
dude.
And you can
I
have
mean,
guns
what
here.
Are they thinking?
Styrofoam cup.
It's pretty yeah. badass. Yeah,
and you're allowed to have a gun, so that's pretty cool too.
Yeah. Give me the daiquiri.
Just pretty
they
sick.
Put tape over the straw hole so you can't drink it.
But you can take the tape off, right?
They go, how'd you get that off?
I mean, you know.
They go, how the hell do you get that off? I have no idea. I got that tape off. We put tape on it.
Shit. I taped it.
We put tape on it.
Must be some kind of genius.
I don't know. He must have been able. He must have.
Must have anti-adhesive technology.
We're gonna go here all the time.
Well, he must have gotten out of the car at some point. He needs to in order to take the tape off.
That's why they put the tape.
Oh, he went
there,
to the drive-through scissor place
too.
Yeah, the drive-through.
Mikey,
did you your riff too? I think we had two good riffs.
All right, we said power.
2 years. 2 years, and then I'll do mine.
There's like two bullets hitting in midair.
Ricochet.
He said, "Cops, go get daiquiris because that's why they put the straw."
That's why they put the tape on there, so the cops can drink there too. That's how you know a daiquiri place is good, is if the cops are there. That's when I go into a new city. I'm like, where's the best drive through daiquiri place?
Yeah, they get a discount, get
fucking
bro.
Cops right
where
here.
Are all the cop cars?
Yeah, are you guys ordering something?
I'm looking this up.
No, there's been a shooting. Oh, I thought you guys were in line.
That's how you know the daiquiris are good.
Wait, so you guys aren't in line?
Yo, this shit tastes so good I'm gonna have to kill somebody.
I'm looking up. What are you doing?
Pulling a place, I'm looking pulling up at a place and a bunch places. Of cop cars in front of me. You guys in line?
I yeah. thought you were looking at hoes again. My bad.
Nah. Oh, all right, I'm just gonna go then. No, there's been a shoot. So the line's pretty. It's probably pretty empty in there, huh?
Austin.
Yeah. Sweet. There's like nobody.
Austin
in
Daiquiri Factory.
Well, I haven't cool. heard of that one.
It's a factory,
this is
huh?
A cocktail.
That's probably wholesale daiquiris, though.
That might be the new one. Yeah, it's like Burlington.
It's probably wholesale. Probably got to get like 17.
Oh, that means you can get designer daiquiris for a good price.
Oh, there's a big. Chilled
I was thinking more like a Costco.
Oh yeah.
Chilled daiquiri.
Just a big box of them.
You got to buy at least 20.
Yeah. You got to go in. They have the little cardboard boxes, so you can like put all your stuff in yeah. it. Put in your car.
Pretty cool. I like daiquiris.
Bro, that drink is fucking with my brain, I think.
Daiquiris?
Yeah, dude.
I'm getting sweaty.
It's got infinity in it.
Oh, wait, no, what you drank? Oh,
I'm
yeah,
starting to get sweaty.
Isn't this a shroom caffeine thing?
No.
It's paraxanthine. Paraxanthine.
Some guy in Texas made it. My brain starting to feel weird.
Motivational energy. Okay, how's your awareness right now?
Yeah, how we doing on awareness?
Off the charts.
All right, it says elevated awareness. Okay, how is your how's your drive right now?
Impeccable.
Okay, promotes motivational energy. So, okay, here's how
motivational.
It's a revolutionary new ingredient, paraxanthine, that is isolated and refined with a caffeine molecule. How's the flavor? Do you like the flavor?
That's a good question. Yeah,
How was the flavor?
What does it taste
not
like?
Not very good.
What did it taste like to you?
It's got the... I think it's got like fucking xylitol or whatever that shit is.
The artificial sweetener.
Yeah, very artificial
nope,
sugar.
There's no added sugars.
That's what I said.
It's not... Yeah, it's like a
fake sugar.
Fake sugar.
It's got like...
And then...
It wouldn't be an added sugar. You know, added sugar is still real sugar.
Isn't fake sugar still an added sugar?
No.
But
it's not sugar at all.
It's like Diet Coke.
It's like...
You know? Diet Coke
is still Coke.
Bro,
well,
I'm going to hit you, bro.
Yeah, but it...
You're being a contrarian,
it wouldn't
and
have
I don't know why.
Sugar in it, still. Diet well, Coke is it's Coke without sugar.
Okay, so...
You know!
So, no,
you guys
wait.
Are kind of making the same point.
You know. You know.
So no,
you're trying to... You started a riff.
I'm trying to
and
figure
it wasn't going
out
anywhere.
What do you
and
think?
Now you're trying to save the riff.
You said that there was an ingredient
with
inside
sugar
of here, but
stuff.
There was no ingredient inside of here that is no sugar added, so I want to figure out the
what
actual...
What did you say? What did you just say?
Just told you what I just said. There, you
no,
said
you tell... Did you hear yourself say what you said?
Yes, there was no sugar...
You told me there was an added ingredient, but there was no added sugar.
Yes, that's what I just said. You told me that there was
you
a.
You gotta use your mouth and your
called...
ears at the same time.
Yeah.
Bro, right. Just give me a.
It sucks.
Fuck you.
Just give me this vape. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, wait, what the
well,
fuck?
Well, what do you think the flavor was?
It's peach.
Penis.
Wait, it doesn't taste good.
You already knew the answer.
The original question was it doesn't taste good. And I said it feels like there's like a fake sugar thing like diet.
Update. It's just trash.
Is it? So
your
it's just
now. There you go.
Your energy yeah. drink is ass.
Here's an update.
That's what I was going for.
There you go.
Nice, dude. Transcend.
We can do it. Oh, Jack, how about this one? Since yes. I'm going to get you back in. Okay, so it's...
Okay.
Just text him.
Have you seen
it? Yeah.
I was checking out Fantasy.
It's Tony... It's the Sopranos.
Uh-huh.
But Tony Soprano is a penguin.
Does he still talk like Tony Soprano?
No.
It's the show, The Penguin, but it's The Sopranos, but Tony Soprano's a penguin.
Yeah.
And it's Colin Farrell.
It's the show The Penguin, but it's uh-huh. the show The Penguin is The Sopranos, except Tony Soprano is a penguin. Do a riff.
I don't know.
Riff? It's like a riff quiz.
Riff.
Riff pop quiz.
The show The Sopranos.
Tony, do you feel like maybe you cause a lot of these problems in your...
Tony, there's no fucking fish in the fucking freezer anymore. You came in here. You can't keep coming in here at night eating all the fucking fish.
He keeps going out to the back and looking at ducks. I think he's cheating on me.
Why do they call him the? They call him the penguin because he waddles.
Walks like a penguin.
Oh, damn!
And he's fat.
And he's fat. Mm-hmm. And he likes wearing suits.
Yeah, like a penguin.
Like a penguin.
Like how penguins.
Like a penguin. Yeah.
What about a penguin, but it's wearing a suit?
I would love if we started
smoking a cigarette,
putting penguins in suits.
There was a. So I saw something on Instagram about a penguin that like they found it in the.
Like the men's department,
like
looking for a suit, probably.
The yeah, they found it in a Dillard's dressing room, trying to stuff extra suits inside its coat.
Yeah, Ross dressed for less.
But it was like too big.
Like
so they went to JCPenney
or something. Or
there's a they found a penguin in Kentucky.
Yeah, like escaped from a zoo somewhere and like ended up in Kentucky.
It just slid there on its belly.
Isn't that crazy?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they just like found it.
Must have been a pretty big snow hill.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Hey, what's up with that fucking bird? Just a penguin. Just.
I think somebody in Kentucky owed the penguin money or something.
I just imagine... I can't imagine...
That's how you die.
I can't imagine being in the... Like, it's just you're in your kitchen, you wake up, and you go, like, fucking make some coffee, and you just look out the back window to your yard, and there's a fucking, there's just a penguin in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And then you just go, you just get a crossbow, and you're just like, no fucking way.
Oh, that's crazy.
Isn't that no, Happy Gilmore
I only get one shot
Billy Madison? He gets, like, drunk and hallucinates
yeah.
a penguin.
Yeah. Dancing.
Yeah. Making fun of him.
Grant, do you know the song Sign, Seal, Deliver?
Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Okay, sing that again. But this is a penguin reacting to that song. All right, do it.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
What? Seal, because he's a seal.
Nice.
There you go.
How do you think, like, penguins poop?
Oh, shit! Oh, this is actually kind of nice.
Like, how did they poop?
Yeah, you think, like, penguins poop, nice like, freezes?
I try to do a nice riff.
Like, it's just, like, fucking, like, in the ice? Or do you think, like, penguins... Whenever he poops, all of his gangsters are just like, God damn.
Well, they poop like regular birds. It's just like a big white turd.
Nah, bro, the penguins aren't that big. So like, how
penguins are pretty big.
Pretty big.
Some are big.
They're bigger than the vape.
The poops are bigger than the vape.
I would think so.
Yeah. An emperor penguin.
Well, poops. They're probably not.
Emperor
like,
penguins are pretty big.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
I think they're like 4 feet tall.
Holy
no,
shit.
They're like,
really?
I think they're like 4 feet
they're
tall.
Like, yeah, like 3-4 feet
no
tall.
Way,
yeah.
Really?
Emperor
yeah.
penguins.
Dude, I don't know if I've ever seen a penguin.
Yeah. I've you only seen them when I was little, so I don't know how big they are now.
Remember, we were in the Arctic?
Oh, yeah, y'all went on a journey.
That's crazy that they're just out there in the ice. Just
they just
there's just a land of ice, and there's just these fucking birds. Just
yeah, there's a thousand yeah. birds sitting there in the middle of a, like just a valley of ice.
They're just fucking ice gnomes.
I think they hatch eggs and then just migrate.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, let's go stand over there now.
Go on a really long walk.
All right, we're going to go stand over there for a while.
Do you guys remember the March of the Penguins
that's
or whatever?
Crazy.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The March of Dimes, I believe, actually.
All the time watching the March of Dimes.
Because they all because they all tan.
You're thinking of the March of Dimes.
Guys attracted to pigment.
But no, yeah, I think March of Dimes is like a cancer thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a guy
which is kind of crazy. Just give us a dime.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Should have been the March of Dollars at least.
Yeah.
Can't do the March of Dollars. March of Singles.
A penny. I would have done it for a penny.
Yeah, it's so crazy the amount of money people for cancer research. Like, just give me like a penny or something, or just for cancer.
Guy,
come
you
on.
Give a quarter to wash your windshield. Hey, I would have done it for a penny.
Do you, yeah, do you want to round right, up like 22 cents for kids with cancer? And you go, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean they add up.
And you're like, I don't know.
Yeah. I tell you, that's the thing. They don't actually do it.
I know.
They don't?
So the companies, the like McDonald's, they donate a chunk on their own, uh-huh. and then they do that to make their money back. So when they're asking you if you want to round up to donate, yeah. they're just trying to make the money they already donated back. So none of the money actually, the donation's already made,
mm-hmm.
and they're just trying to contribute the donation they already made, so they don't have to.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Any place that does also, the donation
also
thing,
it's even,
they're trying to make their money
it's
back.
It's even worse than that because
isn't that crazy?
It's,
yeah,
it's even worse than that though because the donation thing, there's no cap. So yeah. whatever money they make, it's not even just making the money
they'll
back.
More,
it's just
yeah,
as much money.
Than the well, there might be it's, some kind of legal.
You told me that.
Well, they make the donation.
But I'm saying they would just
purposes.
Donate. They would just yeah. donate more, and then they would just take yeah. more. It's you know what I mean. It's just a never ending.
It's fucked
right. Just give us money.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Like all that shit.
That's like I guess crazy. We'll just give them.
And they never lose. Yeah, they never lose any money.
You told me that, and someone at CVS told me that shit. And yeah. like, I be telling people like, because there's this a thing
yeah,
that asks.
Told me that.
Oh, dude, for real?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, I just see like a fucking thing on the like the. POS that always asks like customers if they want to donate more. I'm just like, yeah, just hit not now. I was asking if you want to spend more money, and like yeah. they always like.
Wait, you don't explain it?
No, they just laugh. Like I just do it to fuck with them, and so I just get a laugh. And so it's like, all right, bet, hell yeah, day goes by faster.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you probably well, you're saving them like an awkward moment too.
Yeah, it is awkward.
It is
bro.
An awkward moment for everybody.
I hate being
like,
would you like to donate to him? Whatever.
Yeah, then
you're like, I'm at a Dollar General, dude.
Yeah, because yeah. they make it yeah. seem like the cashiers care. Like by yeah. making the cashier say that,
when people
bro.
Like I'm susceptible to. If I was a cashier and I didn't know that information, I would probably like play the character.
I did.
A bit. Yeah.
I did. But
I'd be like, "Do you want to donate?"
I did, and I felt like a piece of
all
shit.
All of a sudden, I give a shit.
Yeah. yeah. One of my coworkers told me that, and then you told me that. I was like, "Oh fuck."
Yeah.
That makes so much fucking sense, bro. Like, that's just crazy.
Or we're wrong about that.
Oh man, I hope we're wrong, dude. Oh my god, that's what I'm saying.
And
you know what I mean?
And we're encouraging well, no, people not to donate.
I hope. Oh, yeah, he's like, no, fuck them.
Yeah,
well, save people.
I hope you're,
save
I hope
yourself.
You're not wrong.
I never fact checked this information.
I hope you're not wrong, and I hope cancer research isn't being fueled by me giving 10 cents.
Yeah, that's what it doesn't make.
Like, how long y'all been researching
like,
for?
That's like the
you're just hoping.
When you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. Because yeah, because they would like, what are they gonna? Every time somebody rounds up, they go, all right, 10 cents, and they write yeah. a check for 10 cents at the end of the day.
It's
yeah.
like God, I hope people. I hope people do this.
Yeah,
it
doesn't do nothing.
I hope people do it. Yeah, you're just going. I hope people donate. That'd be cool. Just like. No, we're kind of just hoping.
Yeah.
And doesn't it kind of give people...
Why don't you just give us money for cancer research? You're a giant corporation. Yeah. Well, we're hoping also, that everybody else does it instead.
It's so expensive,
yeah.
cancer research.
It's yeah. that thing with like McDonald's, too, where you're just there. It's like, dude, I'm so hungover. I just want a cheeseburger. And it's like, I think I might need the 10 cents more than...
Yeah.
Where I'm at right
brown.
Now,
shut
I
the fuck up.
I might just need it more.
That's a bad place to be, dude. To looking at 10 cents going...
I don't know if I can use
this. Might come around to bite me. Give this away.
No.
A dime?
I'm
you
sorry.
Want a dime?
I'm just financially not in a place to give this up.
About being like so broke that like you know you're broke if you're always calculating down to zero.
Mm-hmm.
You're always trying to figure out like uh-huh. you know
your budget.
All right, $35.
How
paid in 3 days.
Uh-huh. Yeah, bro. Yes, I could spend $5 tomorrow.
And this will keep me. You're always trying to calculate down to like a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm. I can eat dry cereal. And
all right. If I'm down to
yeah,
zero.
Oh, yeah. The lower limit's always zero. Like
yeah.
you, when you're.
Because you don't want to get charged with overdraft fee.
Yeah.
But you got to keep like $4 in there because you know there's some kind of subscription you have that you pay for that,
yes,
you never,
bro,
that you're too
yes,
lazy
yes.
to cancel that's going to
yeah.
kick in.
Yeah. But you're
so
also.
I got to
like,
pay for the Wall Street Journal at some point this month.
I like that.
Remember, you thought you were smart and you yeah. got an Austin Chronicle.
So I got to keep $5 in there for that.
You got a local newspaper subscription, remember?
Yeah.
You got paid and you were like, I'm going to get my life together.
I'm going to read the Wall Street Journal.
I'm going to read the news.
I made $300 once. Subscribe to the Wall Street Journal instead of buying eggs.
This is gonna, I'm going to figure
it's
out why eggs are so expensive first.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get to the market
I'm
and buy
gonna
some.
I'm not going to just buy eggs without understanding why they cost this much.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man, the fun part is the when you're like 3 days out from like getting paid and you have like $35 and you go, well, I could really kind of coast this out over 3 days, or I could spend all $35 right now on something cool and then eat peanut butter for 2 days.
Yeah.
I could get kind of drunk tonight.
No, I don't have a drinking problem, but I will buy a beer when I only have $20.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
I know.
Fuck.
Fuck me.
I feel like that's usually more like around 100.
When you
have like 100, and then I feel like when you get to 20, you're like, you actually become the guy that you were supposed to be.
You get frugal too late. Yeah, because if I have 100 bucks, I'm like, dinner for two?
Yeah.
100.
So I'll spend 80 if I have 100.
And then after that, purchase, you go, fuck.
Yeah.
You start eating like a monk. Start waking up eating rice.
I was always going to eat this microwave rice.
Yeah. At 80 or at the, at that 100 mark, you're like, dude, fuck it. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off.
And for a couple days.
I don't fucking try to rip the Band-Aid off.
For a couple days, you're eating at home.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, this is actually kind of nice.
You always put a positive spin on it. Yeah. Like, okay, when I get money again, I'll keep this habit up. Okay. It's good that I'm broke like this.
And you get paid again, and you go, well, I got all this money. I got to go out to eat.
What the fuck? That sucked. Let me get ball out.
Yeah.
I got to go out to eat. I just got paid. I worked so hard, and look how good I was being.
As soon as you get paid, it's
been eating
balling.
Beans and hot sauce for 3 days.
Yeah, we about to ball out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to Pluckers. I'm going to get the gold flake blue cheese.
They have that?
No, but it's just
something about
like
seeing
something.
There's something about seeing an eight. Something about seeing like a, you know, not even just 100, but you see like an 8 or a 9. You're like,
yeah, what's that like?
Eight, no, like eight. Like I'm saying like 95.
A number at like a.
You'll spend it is what I'm saying. If you have like a 95.
Dude, 5 is the most. Yeah, 4 and 5.
95.
What are you talking about? Just crazy. The end of it.
Those are lower.
Yeah.
Well, it's true though. If you had 95, but if you have $94, you're not gonna spend as much as if you 95. It's basically 100.
Yeah, when you get low enough and you start really kind of figuring out
anymore.
If you have the sense,
you're
ready to do like, yeah. Like, well, I have $12.52, but a Chipotle costs like $12.12 for a burrito.
Mm-hmm. So that means my card won't get declined.
Oh, dude, you have 19 though.
Mm-hmm.
19, you're fucking up a Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
19.
That's basically
Where's
20
a Chipotle
bucks.
Around
that's a risky Fifth place. There's one on Riverside too.
And there's one downtown.
Because they have to make the food before you. They make the food in front of you before you. That's a crazy place to get your card rejected at.
I know.
Because they're sitting there holding the burrito.
Just give it.
Custom.
Give it to me.
It's completely faith-based. That you're gonna.
You chose every step of the way.
And you wanted guac. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you take it?
You played God.
Can you open it? You crack that open, take out the guac.
You literally invented this thing.
You mind cracking that open, taking out that extra steak?
Yeah, I can't afford it.
And then they're like, sir, we can't give this to you. And you're like, nobody else would like it. I picked everything.
That's exactly how
I got
it
for me.
Who else is just ordering knowing you don't have enough money, but ordering the weirdest fucking burrito on purpose?
So that they can't even be like,
you're not going to eat it. It's just chicken and sour cream.
It's sofritos.
Come on, man. You're just gonna throw it away. Nobody's gonna eat that.
It's just sofritos and beans. Double beans and sofritos. Come on.
You're not gonna eat it.
Come on, man.
Oh, like your bird would eat that.
Hook it up, bro.
You're gonna eat that tortilla full of corn.
Yeah. All right.
Sure.
A little bit more corn.
Sure,
yeah,
okay.
A little bit more.
And that flour tortilla.
One more scoop of corn.
One more scoop of corn. Can I get some more corn?
Go ahead and wrap that bad boy up.
Yeah. Now double it.
Yeah, double
it. That's it. Yeah.
All right. And that should be it. If I could just get another scoop of corn, though.
Okay. You go, all right, double chicken and pass it on. Then you run to the end.
Yeah.
Hey, when you're scooping out the corn. You know, you do that little press against the side thing, get all the juice out. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
One corn burrito wet.
I like, yeah.
I like sloppy.
When you're getting the pico out and you just kind of don't let that liquid stay.
I like getting them to make you a quesadilla and then going, actually, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Oh, did I say did you put cheese in it? I didn't want cheese.
I just wanted the corn in there.
Oh, I just wanted really fucking hot chicken in a tortilla.
Can you? Yeah. Can you put a bunch of corn in a tortilla, fold it in half, and then press it in there? Just fucking
make
press
it hot as fuck.
Please.
Make it hot as shit.
Let me put my hand in the tortilla press and
are
then put
sure?
the cheese on my hand.
Are you sure?
I like to smell my skin. Yeah. While
I'm going to go to Cabo Bob's and put my balls on the tortilla press.
Is that okay?
Does that make it
I've
cheaper?
I've done it before.
There's something about that. The way their tortilla press is it's kind of like I could see somebody wanting that.
I thought I wasn't getting a burrito.
To put their balls on it.
Yeah.
Just the way it's so like flat.
Yes, yeah. Dude.
Oh, and they put the dough balls.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, they're shaped
they're
like
balls.
Big balls.
It looks when they take the balls out, I'm like, that looks like my balls.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the
yeah. green?
And then they go, and then he starts slapping
green tomatillo.
Like, oh, the green ones.
Man, yeah, exactly. Which ones?
You
the
won't
really,
like my balls when
the
they're
corn
angry.
Ones, the really tiny ones.
No.
Yeah, he puts the dough ball on there, and he just kind of like starts smacking it with his hand and palming it down. And I was like, God damn!
Yeah,
Jeez, wait, like, keep going.
Oh fuck, do that again! I just want 5 tortillas. I want to watch you make them.
It looks so cool, but also it was very delicious. Freaking, I don't know. I think my favorite burrito place is probably
the Baba Babas.
No, the truck I ran into.
Oh, okay.
They do look at me weird every time I every time I come back.
Oh, the truck that you tripped and fell into?
Yeah. The one I ran into.
That's
the Taqueria Dona Juanita?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those food, every food truck has a drug test in front of it. Mm-hmm. That step, every food truck has a step in front of it.
Yeah.
That's how they can tell how drunk you are.
Yeah, now I just kind of like DoorDash there because I just...
Yeah, I walked into Frazier's last night. It's coming back to me now.
Mm-hmm.
I got there at like 1:00. And I was so drunk, I went up.
The king.
I was so drunk, I walked up. I walked to the bar, and the guy just looked at me. He's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Can I get food?" He goes, "Yeah, man. What do you want?" I want 3 cheeseburgers and a and fries
mm-hmm.
to go.
I'm gonna drive before I eat.
No, I didn't. I don't have a car.
Oh yeah, my bad. I keep forgetting.
No, it's okay.
How'd you get home?
Uber.
What's the sitch on the car?
I will hear from him tomorrow.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
What's his name? Squiggly or something?
Augie.
Yeah.
Augie from Big Dog Transmission.
Yeah. Is he cool? Like.
Yeah, he's cool.
Do you think it'll, like, I mean, he it'll seems, run for
he,
a while?
He seems cool. He's got 2-year warranty on the new transmission, so.
Oh, yeah.
Big Dog Transmission.
I called it up, and it was I
Big
called him
dog
to be like, "Hey, I got this. So you bring it in." He's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." I'm like, "Just text me the info on it." And I was like, "All right, is this the number?" He's like, "Yeah, this is my cell phone." So it just has this like warehouse, and then his cell phone is like, he has a cell phone number on.
Yeah, that's
on
most,
the address.
That's most mechanics.
I got a transmission ruined Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And my tits grew
Merry
3
Christmas,
times
Dad.
The size that day.
I'm a fucking girl.
I'm a girl,
Dad. Dad.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
I can remember when we'd all just sit around and we'd just open presents.
And the Grinch's.
Remember when shit was easy? Now you got tits.
And the Grinch's tits grew 3 times the size that day. Oh, what the fuck is this, Grinch?
When the Grinch slayed Christmas.
You ruined Christmas. You made all of our kids gay.
Gay.
All the kids of Whoville came out to their parents that morning.
Yeah, the Grinch was just trying to do drag brunch for kids.
What? It's just men dancing like women, dressed up like women.
What? It's cool.
What?
Fuck you, Dad. It's cool.
What?
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Grinch, I just don't... I'm fine and I love you. I just don't see why you gotta force it on everybody.
You've never seen Birdcage?
Fuck you, Dad. Theyville.
What? Nice.
Storm.
Yeah.
Come on.
We
do. We need a sound. But
Wow!
Oh, dude,
what's up?
Oh, it's too far.
Fuck, it's too far.
How much time we at?
We're at 104 now.
Dude, oh, for real? Shit, bro.
Dude, fucking
see you later.
Turn it off.
Yeah, shout out trans people. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah.
Shout out trans people.
We are not
anti-trans. Hey, you didn't ruin Christmas. You are the present.
They're cool.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I like that.
I think trans people should call themselves Transformers because I think that's way more powerful and cool.
Chill out.
That's not mean.
Anyway, shout out trans people, bro.
They're cool.
Shout out Christmas. Shout out Grinch.
They're doing whatever they need to do, bro. They don't need to call themselves Transformers.
And all the other things that don't exist.
And all the other.
Oh, no.
I didn't tell them. I didn't say call trans people barnacles. I didn't say call Legos. I said call them Transformers because that's cooler.
My bad, yo.
Trans bro's cool.
All right, let's hit an outro then.
What more like was, bro?
Yeah.
That was crazy. That was way crazier than what I said.
You call them Transformer because they was, bro.
Yeah.
Past, bro.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right.
You are now leaving the Jane
Lane
Special.
Jane Lane Special.
Nice.
Big ups. Rewind.
Big up, gay man. Big up, trans.
Later. Big up to all the trans people from the islands.
Call me 832-257-5950.
You're trans, Cole.
No, bye, guys. Love you.
Please. But unless, I mean, we're cool.
You don't have time to explain that.
We'll be like friends or whatever. We'll be like friends. Bye.